Last one in this category. What can the county do better to prevent drug use before it starts? And how can the Sheriff's Department be a resource in making that happen?
Well, what can government do, right? So there is a role for government in that. And so, you know, one thing that I think all Americans should be in favor of is making sure our borders are secure. One fact that is out there that a lot of people don't know is that most of the drugs in America come across our southern border, over 90%. That's marijuana, methamphetamine, fentanyl. Most of the fentanyl comes from China across our borders. Cocaine comes across our southern border. So we need to secure our borders here in America, and that's what government can help us do. And every American should be for that. Government has also been successful in limiting the use of methamphetamines. They've regulated Sudafed. So there is a role for government to do it. But at the end of the day, Chuck, you know that we can't arrest our way out of this. This isn't something that police departments can solve by themselves. At the end of the day, the most important institution in America is our families. Right. And our kids coming through those families. And so the best prevention, and this is the difference when you pick your sheriff, this is the message that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that I can't save you. You know, our government can't take care of you. You have to take initiative, yeah, self-responsibility, and raise your kids in a good home. They need to know that they're loved. They need to know that they're worth something, that their life has a purpose. We have to give them a moral code. And they're going to be less susceptible to drug use, yep, and they're going to be more successful. That's the best prevention that we can do here in America, here in Shawano County, here in the city of Shawano. Make sure that our families are strong, that they know how to raise their kids right, that they bring them up in a loving home. That's the best way we can do it. Everything else that we do is reactionary. Yep. If we don't start at the home, teaching them, educating them, our office has done everything that we can to stop drug use here in Shawano County. But it takes teamwork. It takes a community. It takes families bringing up kids, knowing that they're loved, that they have a value, that their life has value, that their life has purpose, and that they have a moral code, and we will arm them for life, and they won't be susceptible to drugs. You know, we get trapped talking about drugs as if it's a wild animal, just going around biting random people, right?
Yeah.
We are human beings with mind and thought, and we don't have to fall to those addictions.
Right.
We all make choices, and personal responsibility is important, and it starts in our family homes.
Yep.
8 minutes remains.
Okay, our next category is highway safety. There are a number of factors impacting highway and roadway safety: drunk driving, drug driving, distracted driving, speed, road conditions, high-risk intersections. Is there a good all-in-one approach, Adam, that is efficient in battling these factors?
Well, we kind of talked about that early on. Communication. You have to communicate with the public. You have to notify people of what's going on in your community, the daily weather reports. Everybody should know where the dangerous intersections are. And what we tell everybody is no intersection is ever safe, right? We work with local agencies, the DOT Highway Department, to make our roadways safer. And for example, County Highway E, we put in rumble strips. We had a young gentleman die on that roadway, and there was no rumble strips. So we've been making small improvements across the county, trying to find dangerous areas where we can make improvements, moving the stop ahead sign closer to the stop ahead, you know, stop sign, rumble strips, trying to get DOT. You know, we have 8 state roads that come through Shawano County. We're always communicating with DOT, trying to have our roadways made better for our families and neighbors. And I'm always constantly working with our partners to do that.
Good, good. Since we're getting a little short on time, I think I'll move to our next category, which is department budget and expenses. How does Shawano County make sure they are up to date on useful technology, like body cams, scanners, computers, and stay within an already tight budget?
It's a challenge, Chuck. It really is. You know, we're already at tax levy limits. But since I become sheriff, we've implemented a lot of new technology at the sheriff's office, I'm proud to say. You know, we have online visitation at the jail, and it actually creates revenue and relief for our taxpayers. This year we're at about $70,000 revenue. Next year we expect over $100,000. So that's tax relief that we can give to the taxpayers. Good. And great technology.
6 minutes.
We have body cameras now at the sheriff's office. Forensic computers. We're one of the leading counties in the state when it comes to forensic computers. People come to us to get trained on it. People bring cell phones and computers to us from other agencies because we're so advanced in that area.
Right.
We also have drones, our UAVs. We're one of the first counties in the state to get a FLIR unit. We have 3 UAVs, and that has really helped us out with crash investigations, missing person investigations.
Sure.
So we have really increased our technology despite the challenges of a small budget.
Sure.
Great. I'm going to move on to our last category, which is department employment. How does Shawnee County Sheriff's Department staff salaries stack up to similar counties, and is it enough to attract and retain deputies, correctional officers, and department staff?
Well, we're behind. You know, we're behind other counties, but we are a rural county. When you compare us to other counties, we're about 10 to 12% behind. Now, yeah. O'Connell County just passed another increase for their jail staff, so now we're falling behind further. But when you compare us here in Shawnee County to other jobs, we provide a fair wage, fair benefits, but the county should consider raising the pay at the jails for our correctional officers, because that's where we're really losing people. So the county board should really consider that.
Okay. When it comes to employment at the jail, how does Shawnee County compare to some of these other counties on employee retention and turnover?
Well, all you have to do is Google correctional officer retention in Wisconsin. We are not alone. Every jail in the state of Wisconsin is having issues with retaining correctional officers. This happens in a great economy whenever it happens. So we're in a great economy.
Right.
We can't compete with private sector, Monday through Friday jobs. We work 24/7. Yeah. We work with people that are willing to harm you. So when our employees get an opportunity to leave for a better job, they leave. When the economy slows down, they come back to us.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to move into some questions from your opposition. So first one is, it's been noted that you're running on your record. There are certain things that you stated you'd accomplish but have not finished. For example, during your last campaign, you stated that the Shawnee Police Department and the Shawnee Sheriff's Office should start training together. However, there is no regularly scheduled training that combines the Sheriff's Office personnel and the Shawnee Police Department personnel other than the Special Response Team. Why are you running on your record when you have not completed a number of things you promised?
Right, great question. We have accomplished a lot, and we train quite a bit with the Shawnee Police Department. We're actually training the Stockbridge-Muncie Police Department right now. We're actually training Bondwell Police Department. We work with Shawnee Police Department much more now since I've become sheriff than ever before. Our drug detectives work very closely together. Before, they never worked together. They just didn't want to deal with the Shawnee Police Department before. Now our drug detective works very closely with the Shawnee Police Department, working on drugs problems. We train, our evidence technician trains very closely with the Shawnee Police Department. We've never worked more closely together, and that's the truth.
Good. Okay. When you ran the first time, you said you were against funding the canine unit with donations and fundraising. You stated that the county board would give the money. However, that has not happened. How would you address that question?
Absolutely. As soon as I became sheriff, I met with SOS Canine and asked them, hey, listen, I'm the brand new sheriff. It's a honeymoon period. Let's try and get this into the budget. SOS Canine said, listen, we don't want to be in our budget. We don't want to be in the county budget. We know that they get cut every year. And they're right. our programs do get cut. Our dive team, we had to cut our dive team budget.
Sure.
We had to cut our firearm budget recently. So they're right. Fundraising has never been better for SOS K-9. We've brought in more money the last 3 years than previous years. And so that's something that I wanted to do for them.
Yeah.
But there's wisdom in fundraising, and they have done a great job. We've worked really closely together. There's actually less fundraising now than what there was before, and we're actually bringing in more money. So that's something that I tried to do. SOS K-9 did not want to be involved in that, being funded by the board. They liked the freedom in raising the money, having a lot of money to use for training and equipment, and we're going to leave it at that.
Good, good. It's been rumored that there's a low morale at the sheriff's office. Why aren't you digging to the bottom of this low morale? Doesn't it help a department work well together and put the officers and this low morale put officers at risk?
No, we don't have a low morale issue. Our officers are doing more. So when you have low morale in a department, that means your officers don't go out and do traffic stops. You'll hear about that in Green Bay right now. They're refusing to do traffic stops right now because they're always fighting with administration. We've never had a grievance at the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office with our union. Now, we've made a lot of changes. We've raised expectations. We expect them to go out and do work, but we've praised them so much more. We implemented the Employee of the Month. We praise them on our Facebook page, through our emails. That's something that I tell our lieutenants, our sergeants, our chief captain, chief deputy, our captain. We spend more time praising our guys now than ever, and it shows. Our guys are doing more work. More work product, and you wouldn't have that if you had a low morale.
Sure.
So our guys are doing well. Sure, there are some older deputies or older employees that don't like change. We got body cameras now. We got new uniforms. We expect that reports are due at the end of the day. A lot of those older employees don't like that, and they might grumble a little bit.
Sure.
But it's for the best of our community.
Yep. Good. And the last question that a listener sent to us, they would like to hear your position on concealed carry and gun control.
Well, that's very clear. I'm very pro concealed carry. I'm pro Second Amendment. I think everybody should be armed. We are a safer safer community when people are prepared to arm themselves and defend themselves, because we know that police officers can't be everywhere. I mean, we literally have 4 deputies in the county at any given moment. How can we watch and protect 45,000 people.
Yep.
In the city, there's 10,000 people with 2 officers, maybe 3 officers. There's no possible way an officer can be everywhere at every time. People, if they're able, need to be prepared to defend themselves. They need to take personal responsibility in protecting themselves and their families and their neighbors. And concealed carry is a part of that.
Good. Yes. So time for a closing statement. From the feedback you've been receiving so far on your campaign, is there anything in the public perception that you feel is misunderstood or being misconstrued, or what else would you like the voters to consider on Election Day, Adam?
So this weekend I was at Angie's Main Cafe, and Angie, the owner, actually came up to me and said, "Hey, listen, thank you for what you do for our community." And I told her, "Listen, Angie, I live here. My kids are born and raised here in Shawnee. They go to schools here in Shawnee. I have friends and family, but I have friends in Bondwell. I have friends in Wittenberg. I'm committed to this community long term. I want to serve this community and give leadership to it for the next 15 years if possible, if the voters allow me to. I'm committed. I'm not afraid of change." And that's the one thing that people need to look at. You have to find a leader that's willing to motivate people, and I've proven that I can motivate people, and I've proven that I can make changes. We've implemented 10 new services just here alone in Shawnee County in the last 3.5 years. I want to continue to work on that for the next 15 years here in Shawnee County.
Very good. Well, Adam, wish you the best in the election coming up here in November. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck.
Stay tuned. Up next, we'll be talking with Challenger Officer Keith Sorley as our Race for Sheriff 2018 You Decide continues.